Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, aka police, get them over your head like it's all. Chill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling back with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas see Curtis Axe, so my rap is like Kurt Henning. And it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, cause I'm royalty. But we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the back guy. My gang real, but I ain't never no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking up my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. Niggas say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. Cause I be hopper playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a cross. Body, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev, move or be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico. Talking to the bad guy, choose picking your eyes. I'm that guy. Hey y'all. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a ghost. Look. Hey y'all. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey y'all. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's mo. Can I bother you with this rhyming? Man, I'm five at niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline. Like a part of me been declining. Nigga, argue often with liars. Beside that, I got no choice. Rather be Heath Slater before I make it his doink. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expired. Niggas getting back they brosses. I ain't toured in a while. Is you mad or nah? Is you rapping her out? She wrapped my cigar, light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison, it's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever, now my stadium's pop. Niggas tweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got it. Oh please, Dwayne Johnson, been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rock. Stop. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why.
Welcome to Wrestling X Factor Radio, your host, Wayne Benitez. Joining me is Tommy Two Chips.
Hey, what's up, wrestling fans?
Yes, we're here for the tribute show for King Kong Bundy, WWE legend. Legend of Mid-South Wrestling, a.k.a.
Yes.
Chris Pollies.
The man was, I have to say, I know he switched over from, you know, he went from heel being face, but the man was one of the best heels, you know, out there doing it, you know, when he wrestled. His promos were like, very good. I mean, the way he wrestled, you know, the man was a good, you know, bad guy. I mean, no matter who you put him with as a manager, you had Bobby Heenan managed him, Jimmy Hart managed him, Ted DiBiase. You know, whoever you put him with, the man, you know, did his job well.
Yes, even Kevin, Kevin Hart. Manager Hart managed him also. Yep,
Kevin Hart did. You know, and his highlight was, you know, WrestleMania 2 with Hulk Hogan. That's probably that was probably his best match. You know, in his career. You know, thinking. You don't WrestleMania, you don't, you know, you wrestle Hulk Hogan, you know, you can't get, you know, no bigger than that.
Yes. And also, WWE did they just put his picture up there on the SmackDown for several seconds. That's not enough. They should have gave him a 5-minute tribute video.
Right, he was in WrestleMania. Yeah, he was in two WrestleManias.
Yeah, yes, and I understand they had a falling out, for a while also, and it's a big fuck you to WWE, a big go fuck yourself basically. He should have been in the Hall of Fame. And he's a native of New Jersey. This should have fit him right here for WrestleMania. And no, Vincent, no, they want to induct Tori Wilson. For what, her looks? What the fuck she accomplished? Not a damn thing.
Man, you got a point there.
She gets in there before Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah, yeah. Tori Wilson did have, she was with, she teamed up with Rey Mysterio, Billy Kidman, WCW, doing the Filthy Animals, which didn't last that long. You know, she did some, she was involved, in the WWE, but no matches of her really stands out. She didn't have any, like, classic matches. Just her, just a Playboy shoot and all that, you know. But Bundy had one of the quickest victories in wrestling history, WrestleMania history. He beat SD Jones at a WrestleMania 1. That match was like 17 seconds, so less than 17 seconds. You know, I don't think Tori Wilson ever did gave a good interview or promo. You know, but yeah, Bundy was definitely, I would have put him in the Hall of Fame. I would have. You know, it's not too late. WWE always could change their mind and might, put him in the Hall of Fame or might do a tribute to him. But, they didn't do it. You know, there's so much things you could talk about, man. You know, I forgot that he used to have hair on his head,
Yes,
and
he
then,
did.
Then
also,
I think he became bald when he lost his, he lost his hair in a match, had to get his hair shaved or something like that. But it just added to his look.
Yes, that was Kevin Von Erich. He lost the hair versus hair match from him also, and after that he went bald going forward. He did a curvy angle basically. It fit his look basically because it made him look more mature basically, not a big kid.
Yeah, that he did look mature. But he also oh man, this is what stands out about me and my memory about Bundy. Is that when I first saw him, I'm going a little bit back, It was in Georgia Wrestling, which was, you know, the NWA, or, you know, was, you know, the NWA back then, like the 80s. And he was fighting against the Road Warriors and Legion of Doom and all that. And then I did, did you say, here's something that people don't do, and very few people do now. He used to have fans come into the ring and try to body slam him. I mean, I was like, man, he just said they body slamming everything, you know? And correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't it like a money, like $10,000 for anybody to body slam him?
Yes. Before Andre the Giant, yeah.
That's legendary. That's why, you know, people say he's a legend. That is legendary stuff. That's what you don't see anymore, you know? And then his, of course, another legendary thing about him was his song count. Not three, five. Not three and a half, not two and a half, five. You know, you don't see that anymore. You know, we have a fight. That's the one we show how he dominated, you know? You know, five count, he, you know, he was going to get back up after he beat him. The man has, you know, has a decent career, you know, in wrestling. Nothing to be ashamed of at all. You know, stretch for a long time. I think way over 25 years he was wrestling. His career was pretty long. But do you think he deserves a title, a championship? He has. I don't recall him winning any major championships.
Yes, I remember him winning the MCW heavyweight champion. He was the first one to hold it in Maryland Wrestling in 98.
All right, that's one. But he didn't hold anything like in when he was in world class, or, you know, when he was wrestling in for Von Erich, or like in Mid South. I don't recall him winning anything. I think he should have. I mean, he had a good manager. You know, he had good managers around. I think they should have put him, you know, with somebody to win a championship. You know, for something like that.
Yes.
Or even, you know, beat his chest. Kong, you know, hit his chest, you know. The man was intimidating, you know. You could believe, when he said something, you could believe it. You know, when a man wrestled, or when he talked. You know, and more, you know, go back to what I said earlier, and more to his mystique when people used to come into the ring and try to body slam him. That led to more to Mystic and more to his legitimate, you know, making him more legit and all that. Wow. And it kind of went into kayfabe, which I think is, we need more of in wrestling, is kayfabe, you know. Yep. But I won't go there.
Yes, also. Also, he paved the way, I would say, for Married with Children, that his Bundy was the name for Al Bundy and family for the TV show Married with Children. Even also, he made a couple appearances on Married with Children as Peg Bundy's brother on her uncle's side, and also as himself, the second season, once he was released from WWE.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw his Married with Children episodes. I used to watch Married with Children a lot. That was a funny show, you know.
Yes, it was.
But I never heard a man do stand-up. I never saw any of his stand-up comedy. He was also a comedian. I never saw any of his stand-up, unfortunately.
I've seen some of it on on what they call it, the roast, yeah, the roast with the infamous Scott Hall being drunk. This was like in 2009, yeah, I think, yeah, 2008 or 2009. Yes. Also, he made a big name in World Class Wrestling Devastation Corporation Group. Even he was over in the Mid South. He also did New Japan, believe it or not, before WWF.
That's right. That's right. He wrestled Hulk Hogan in Japan first before they wrestled here in America at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I don't know how long he was over there in Japan, but yeah, he did wrestle in Japan.
Right. And I wonder why didn't he go... Was it interest in going to WCW, or what they did? They had any interest in him? I wonder where that come out also, because I know that he was basically once he came back to WWF after '98, he took more. He was more banged up from wrestling also from the indies.
Yeah, wrestling does take a toll on your body big time. I don't care how big, how tall you are, it takes a toll on you. Everybody leaves. Any wrestler that retires from wrestling, they're not the same because their body is never the same. That is so true.
Yes.
And it happened to him.
Yes. Yep. He did make other WrestleMania appearances. Also, wrestling the Undertaker. Also,
was that which? Okay, yeah, that's right. I think he was Undertaker's fourth or fifth opponent. I think at WrestleMania. Don't hold me to that.
Yes.
But he
yes.
did wrestle.
Yes.
But in your opinion, do you think he was used right majority of his career? Do you feel that he was underused, overused, or he was just right?
Right.
I feel that he was used just right, but they could have used him a little bit better. I would have put him with somebody, you know, for have a tag team championship. I would have done that, but for the most part, I think he was used, you know, used right. He fought against, you know, Andre, you know, Big John Studd. He fought against the bigger wrestlers, you know. Battle Royals, I mean, you want a big man in a Battle Royal. He was the perfect guy for that, you know. I don't know what it is, you know, but I always feel like a big man, the big man is always perfect for a Battle Royal. Always. They may not always win, but they're perfect in it.
Yes, also, we'd like to send our prayers to for Harley Race to fight lung cancer, and also Howard Finkel to recover also. He's been having health problems for a while now. Albert Finkel.
Oh. Two more legends.
Yes.
Oh. You know, I like, it's sad to see people, you know, to get, you know, get ill or to die. But it hits a little bit harder when, you know, it's someone in wrestling, in the wrestling industry, because, you know, that's what we love. that's our passion, you know. These are people who we, you know, grew up watching, still watching, or just go and watch their old videos of them. You know, but Harley Race, who also doing the same time as King Kong Bundy, of course. He's talking about a legit,
right,
bad to the bone dude. The guy oozed,
yeah,
alpha male completely. I mean, geez. I would not want to mess with him. You know, just like Bundy. I would never mess with Bundy. Bundy was just a big, mean wrestler, you know. Both of them are legends in their own right. Harley Race and Bundy are both legends in their own right. But Harley Race is one of the greatest wrestlers ever. I have to say that. You know, but
yeah, one of the toughest son of a bit, you know, SOBs in the business.
Yep.
And
but how
even
wait,
he had a short stint also with the Heenan family, also with Bundy as King Harley Race.
That's right. They were together. That's true. That is so true. Now, how was King Kong Bundy in the locker room? Did he get along with most of the guys? Did you hear like some wrestlers don't get along,
yes,
in the locker room with other wrestlers? How did he get along with other wrestlers?
I mean, he did. I mean, he did a few shoot interviews, and he basically was saying that, of course, Andre John was the biggest prick. Also, he didn't really get along that much with Kevin Nash and Scott Hall, basically. Also, he Hogan, you know, he made money off of Hogan. He didn't crash him or nothing. And I think also WWE turned him down in 2014 for that for the Giant Legend, I think a big man or something, and he really wanted to make appearance to talk, but they didn't let it happen.
Oh, you know what would have been cool? It would have been cool if he was like a guest, one of the guests in a special appearances in a Royal Rumble. That would have been cool. Oh, man, that should have happened, you know. Especially when a couple of times the Royal Rumble was in Philadelphia, you know. Bunny should have popped in, you know. Oh, that would have been sweet.
Yes. Also, he was a member of Legion of Doom also, along with Spoiler and Jake Roberts also. They was Legion of Doom also in the yep. It didn't last long, just for a short stint.
You see these? I like to swash both of those midgets. Hell, Billy Jim, I'm going to be gunning for you.
The five count, the five count, he was famous for that five count right there.
Yes, he was. Yes. Now, I think if they wanted to, they could recopy that, redo that, one to five count. But I don't see it happening anytime soon. You know, the way how wrestling changed and all that.
Yeah, that's true.
So the guy was 6'4", I think, when he was at his prime, he was 6'4", what, 420 or between 420 and 460.
Yeah, 458 pounds, 6'4" to 6'5", King Kong Bundy was. He was a good high school wrestler also.
Uh-huh. And most wrestlers got, you know, most wrestlers have an amateur background. Most of them. But that's good. That's good on that. Man, that was a good thing. Now I'm trying to see. He was 458. Andre was 500 pounds, and Big John Studd, I forgot how much he weighed. So you know he was not the tallest, because John Studd was 6'10", Andre was 7 feet, and you know, Bo was 6'4". Because of his weight and his athleticism, he could compete with the big man. He matched up well against him.
Yes.
Well, man, he was pretty fast too. He used to go from one end of the ring to the other pretty quick. You know, he was light on his feet.
Yep, he was. Yep. I still remember him as Chris Kanyon also, when he had hair.
Yeah, he had like dark brown hair, dark brown close to black hair, I think it was.
Yeah.
He was also known as Cannon, C-A-N-N-O-N, too. And I think he was known as Crippler Bundy, too, or Crippler Kanyon. Is that one of the other ring names?
Yeah, Chris Kanyon, yeah. And basically, he was basically a baby face right there in 81 in WWF. Yeah, he was basically like, you know, basically sometimes even tag team and also up against the Moondogs or any when it was managed by Lou Albano. But he left there for a while also to I guess to do, you know, Mid-South and also World Class, and he came back later on when he had that King Kong Bundy gimmick and stuff.
Yeah, then he became King Kong Bundy when he was with Gary Hart, right? Or was
yes.
It Jimmy Hart? Gary Hart, okay.
I think once he went forward and as King Kong Bundy later, yeah. Once he lost the hair.
And you knew that proved that he was made for the business. When you get up, you know, you were doing good in wrestling, then you shaved your head, it didn't hurt you, it made you better. I mean, added more to his mystique. And you know he was definitely tailor-made for the business.
Yes, that is true.
So I would say my last comments about, you know, King Kong Bundy was that he was made for wrestling. He is a legend. You take his 5 count, and people were trying, you know, telling people in the ring, trying to body slam him. You were giving $10,000 to people body slam him. That legendary stuff. That's something that if you go to a Hall of Fame, you look up stats about certain players, stats of certain information about a player or athlete, you will see that. Just for that alone, then I think it should be considered for Hall of Fame. You know, because Coco Beware is in the Hall of Fame, and Coco Beware, you know, it was good, but I don't think he did, you know, he wasn't really legendary like King Kong Bundy. You know, but who knows? Who knows what happened in the future?
Yeah, but Coco Beware made a big name in the Mid-South territories in Memphis also before coming to WWF. He was over, but I don't care. He deserved to be in that Hall of Fame.
Would you say that Coco Beware had the same reason to be in the Hall of Fame like King Kong Bundy does?
No. King Kong Bundy should have been there first.
Okay.
But you know how Vince is. He wasn't really a fan of King Kong Bundy.
Well, before we go, I'm going to say rest in peace, King Kong Bundy. You made your mark in wrestling. You made your mark with the fans. It was nothing. His career was not wasted at all. You know, he was used right. Everyone could have been used a little bit better. He could have done things a little bit better, but overall, he was used right. And hopefully, Harley Race and Howard Finger, they will get well.
Yes. Yes, we need great legends.
All right, to all the legends, past and present, I will always love wrestling. Always. Have a good night, wrestling fans. Till next time.
All right. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that was Tommy Two Chips for his inspirational and commentary of the show. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we about to sign off. And you can download this show right up at blogtalkradio.com/ Wrestling It Factor Radio, or on our fan page at Facebook at Wrestling It Factor Radio / It Factor Entertainment Radio. We're coming up with you tomorrow for our guest, Byron Woko, a.k.a. Big Daddy Yum Yum. And also, ladies and gentlemen, we would like to send our condolences to Luke Perry family, including his son Jack Perry, better known as Jungle Boy, that recently got signed with AEW. Also, there will never be another King Kong Bundy. And he just needs to be in the Hall of Fame. He deserves to be there. And this Hall of Fame is a joke, basically. A sum of it, basically. The reason China in there because of she passed and she would never got in there if she was still around. And we would like to see more legends that deservedly belong in there. I have a list of names. Demolition, one of the top greatest tag teams of all time in the WWF. Powers of Pain deserve it. to be in there, Barbarian Warlord. It's like a huge list of names that belongs in the WWE Hall of Fame. Even the British Bulldogs, Dynamite Kid, and Davey Boy Smith, in which they should have been in there 10 years ago. Even Owen Hart definitely deserves to be in there. And it's like WWE about to lose more names right there. It's like they need to put these guys in there as soon as possible. Even though they on kind of on bad terms, even with this the injured lawsuit they had in the past, they just got finished. Maybe they just need to do some business with them as soon as possible, because we need some way better Hall of Fame. Understand, Honky Tonk Man finally got in there, and the reason it took him a while was because they didn't want him to wrestle anymore in the Indies, and he said, no, he's going to stay active while he still wrestles. So Vince changed all the requirements from the Hall of Fame, and that's why you see Angle out there wrestling Hall of Fame and like that, and including him. Honky Tonk still, I think he still does it sometimes, once or twice a year. Indy. But DX is the headliner because of they wanted them in there basically as a group. Of course, the Hart Foundation, Jimmy Hart and Bret is in there, by Jim Neidhart to be part of it, yeah. And there's also Brutus Beefcake that's more likely rumored to be in there this year. I think it is going to happen, basically. Of course, Tori Wilson by default, and it's like Vince's choice. Her talent was looking good and a good fitness model, and her best angle was basically the Dharma Rhee one with her real life father also in it. But she was a horrible wrestler, basically, in the ring. And this should do it right now. And, yes, I'm about to, you know, do some more on the fan page, more tributes to King Kong Bundy. Even we're about to launch our Wrestling It Factor radio chat also. Also coming is It Factor Politics also for the independent media news also for progressives. We're going to talk about progressive news, basically, for all the progressives out here. And this is it right here. We're finally about to sign off. And we'll have more talk for you for tomorrow. Yeah, I'm getting me some Z's and doing some other things, so I'm out, folks. Later.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Woo! like I'm Ripley. Little finger to the big boss, man, aka police. Get them over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Kill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle. Can't see you shot them like Sin Cara. Rolling back with that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake Bob. It's like nah. Say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axe, so my rap is like Kurt Henning. And then, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic. Not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty. But we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Bigger than my bill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, when you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hover, playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I'm fly as a cross. Body, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico. Talking to the bad guy, toothpick in your eye. I'm that guy. Hey y'all. Look, something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a goat. Look, hey y'all. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey y'all. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's low. Gonna bother you with this rhyming, man. I'm five at niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline, like a part of me been declining. Nigga, argue often with liars. Beside that, I got no choice. Rather be Heath Slater before I make it a doink. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expire. Niggas getting back they bribes, cause I ain't toured in a while. Is you mad or not? Is you rapping her out? She wrap my cigar, light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison, it's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever, now my stadium is pop. Niggas sweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got it. Oh please, Dwayne Johnson, been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rod. Stop. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why.